So I had a quick look at the VIAC website and saw they've got a cost calculator. I mean, is that thing reliable? Can I actually trust the numbers it gives me for an arbitration, right?
Oh, that's a brilliant question. The short answer is yes, you can trust it for an estimate. The long answer is, remember, it's just a working tool. It's there to give you a rough overview of what your arbitration costs might look like based on the amount you're disputing.
Right, so it's purely an estimate then. What costs does it actually calculate? Does it include everything, like the lawyers and hearing rooms?
Well, it breaks down the core procedural costs, so you get the registration fee, the administrative costs, and the arbitrator's fees. But here's the crucial point. It doesn't include the value-added tax, or VAT, on the arbitrator's fees, and it doesn't include the lawyer's fees, expert fees, or the actual costs of holding an oral hearing either.
So the Secretariat's request for an advance on costs will always be higher than the calculator's total amount, is that right?
Exactly. See, because the Secretariat has to determine the advance on costs, they include all those other costs, like the estimated VAT and the costs for those hearing rooms. That calculator total is simply the minimum or base procedural cost.
And what if the case is really complex, or if one of the arbitrators is dragging their feet? Does the calculator account for that?
Yes, it partially does. The rules provide that the arbitrator's fees can be increased by up to 40% if the case is particularly complex or the case is handled efficiently. This number is reflected in the cost calculator as a maximum amount of arbitrator's fees. However, the Secretary General can also reduce the arbitrator fees by up to 40% if the proceedings are run inefficiently. This decrease is not reflected in the cost calculator.
So, useful for budgeting, but don't take the figure to the bank. That's the main thing then.
Yes, that's right. And with that summary, that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks. We'll catch you next time.